You are listening to the Kelly Confidential Podcast with Kelly Wilkes. This is episode 27. Welcome to the Kelly Confidential Show, where we talk negotiation essentials and those crucial conversations empowering extraordinary women. Real women, real issues. Let's jump in. Welcome back, friends. How are you all doing? Guess what? It's that time of year again. Spring? No, quitting time. That's right. April marks one of the biggest jumping off periods in the calendar year. This is largely due to bonus season landing in the same period for most organizations. And fear not, help is on the way. I've got an excellent three-part lineup for folks serious about making the change either to a new company or a new career altogether. So stay tuned. That show is coming soon. And in the meantime, this show is dedicated to the prep you should put in before you make that change. And I'm talking about networking. It used to be that professional networking was taken seriously only by those who were in seriously senior posts. But times have changed and those dated views are fading fast. I know many young people just starting out in their careers who have a solid hustle on their networking, and so they should. It's vital these days. With the Bureau of Labor Statistics quoting that the median tenure for 20-somethings is 2.8 years, and for 30-somethings it's 4.7 years, both having plateaued or dropped in the last few surveys, sometimes by choice, other times by organizational change. It's clear, especially post-COVID, that loyalties aren't always assured. And so staying relevant in your network has become as pertinent as maintaining your skills and leadership competencies. Since COVID, social media has produced all manner of opportunities to meet people and market yourself. And so navigating the networking path can be like trying, to build a sandcastle while the tide is coming in. Hard work, right? But don't worry, there are three tried and tested paths that are reliable and pay dividends in their return. So let's jump in. Okay, so having been a consultant for over 15 years, I have my fair share of experience promoting my skills, experience, and professional brand. I have all the war wounds to prove it. And there are three trusted, reliable approaches that I swear by that can help you to build your professional brand, establish you as an authority in your subject matter, and make you a valuable resource to others in your profession. These are, number one, leveraging business social media. Very specifically, I'm talking about LinkedIn. Number two, creating content. Business content only, of course. As delicious as it may be, nobody wants to see your lasagna making videos. And finally, number three, mentoring. So let's start with business social media. Kicking off with true blue, good old-fashioned, reliable LinkedIn. Imagine LinkedIn as a colossal networking party where everyone's wearing their resume on their t-shirt and trying not to spill their drink while shaking hands. It's kind of like that. People are super pumped to be there. It's organized, but with a frenzied crush of folks trying to one-up the other. Mostly it's professional and civil, but like most platforms since Twitter imploded and became X, it can occasionally become a vacuum for polarizing or politically motivated mindsets. But it's a powerful tool, and it's stable. So the key is to stay focused and really maximize its tools and its vast, vast reach. According to a recent guide published by Harvard University Mignone Center for Career Success, link in the show notes, having a LinkedIn profile is less of an option and more of a career lifeline. They go on to estimate that a staggering 87% of recruiters use LinkedIn to scout for candidates. This platform is the digital handshake that can lead to real-world opportunities, with six people getting hired through LinkedIn every minute. It's incredible. So start there and zhuzh up your digital avatar. How? Well, firstly, you need to choose a really great selfie picture, obviously minus the cat, unless you're a vet, but minus the cat. And make sure your headline doesn't scream desperate. You definitely don't want that. And for the love of all things professional, keep those party holiday photos away from your mouse clicks. Nobody wants to see those in the background. So instead, really, you want to focus on showcasing your skills, your experiences, and importantly, what you bring to the proverbial professional table. Read the LinkedIn guide for choosing the best selfie and how to put together a bio. I've included a great link in the show notes for that, because there's really no better advice than from the experts themselves. And want another hack? Join Canva.com. That's Canva.com. It's the premier digital media creator platform where for free, you can create some amazing backdrops on your bio. Want proof? Check out my LinkedIn bio. It's in the show notes, which I designed on Canva. You can subscribe for free or you can get their professional license for a small annual fee. But yeah, check it out. Really powerful tool. And if that's not enough, make sure you check out other job boards and LinkedIn's competition. LinkedIn has competition? Well, no, not really. But there are some other interesting job boards you should register on, such as Inch, that's INTCH, Indeed, and Slack. There's more info on those in the show notes. Make sure to set aside plenty of time if you're a first timer to LinkedIn or these other job boards, because, you know, this is not speed dating. You need to put in some quality time to make sure your profile stands out. Check out the LinkedIn learning pages for some really terrific free course, career course material. And again, check out my show notes for the latest guide on creating a standout profile page. Don't skip these things. They will pay you back. And now on to number two, content creation. Yes, you can do it. Okay, this might feel like the deep end, but trust me, it's much easier than you think, and it's so much fun. In today's world, content is king, queen, and really the full crazy court. Creating content is an everyday thing. Creating content in your specific field of work can set you apart as an expert, or an advisor, or a thought leader, even if you don't yet believe it. Whether it's blogging about industry trends, blogging about your professional experiences, or even tweeting wisdom in 280 characters or less. Every piece of content is another step on the path in elevating your professional brand and to helping people. We've already talked about the sites that help to enable this, the fact that Harvard produced its own guide on navigating and leveraging LinkedIn really underscores the power of showcasing your professional experiences and achievements. So let's stay here a minute, and I want you to imagine using LinkedIn as another room in your house. And let's say content creation is that new front room you're redecorating. It's the first thing your guests will see when they walk in the door. It's a window into who you are and what you're about. The same is true for your LinkedIn persona. And all articles, content, and responses attached to that persona represent you. They represent your experience and what you're putting out to the world. This is your space to showcase your unique perspective, insights, experience, and your personality. Choose topics and people that interest you on LinkedIn. Then make a point of replying to some of the trending articles or posts by those people. And these are folks that are everything from business leaders, frontline staff, it could be founders, it could be trailblazers in VC firms. You'll be surprised who might reply to your post, so don't be shy. Want another tip? Create a post from scratch about a problem you fixed recently, anonymizing the company details, of course. Then using that same tool Canva I mentioned earlier, create a really great image to go with it. Double check your work. add a few hashtag references, and hit post. Voila, done. But just a word of caution. The internet remembers everything. Choose your words as wisely as you choose your profile picture. Keep it professional and polite, and you'll have no problems. And finally, number three, mentoring. Be the Yoda to Luke Skywalker. Seriously, everyone should have a Yoda in their professional life, someone wise and experienced to guide you through your career. These relationships are invaluable. I was fortunate enough to have two really impressive and strong female mentors in my career. Vastly different women, but I learned so, so much, and I continue to benefit from those experiences to this day. But what I really want to say about mentoring in respect of your network is that you need to be the mentor. Yes, of course, everyone would benefit from having a mentor at some stage, but this show isn't about you getting a mentor. This is about networking your skills and expertise and becoming the mentor to someone else. In which case, stewardship is key to building your credibility as a trusted professional. And the best way to achieve that is to volunteer, to help people in your professional community. Now, let's not stand on ceremony. If you wait for permission to do anything in life, you're going to miss a lot. But start with the most obvious place, your current employer. Ask if there's a mentoring program you can join to help the new recruits or others embarking on a career path that may be similar to yours. If you've been in post only a few years, fear not. Many places have grad schemes or apprenticeships. Even being a temporary mentor to new hires in your department will help you to flex your influencing and leadership muscle. And if that doesn't work, check out local community youth programs. These groups are always looking for volunteer mentors, and because most of these places are run 100% by volunteers and government grants, you'll meet some truly, truly great people. And those people know people, and so on. It will stretch your communication and interpersonal skills. It will allow you to help a young person. And if you're reliable and trustworthy, as I know you are, it will open doors to new relationships and some really memorable opportunities. The key is to be respectful, genuine, and not treat the interaction like a transaction. These are important relationships. Each mentoring relationship is a two-way street, and so don't take it for granted that you're doing the other person a favor, as that mindset is short-lived and people will see right through it. So go in with a sincere desire to be helpful, and the universe will pay you back tenfold. I promise. And there you have it. Three tried and tested approaches to expanding your professional profile. These again being leverage LinkedIn, become a content creator, and get into mentoring. In the end, networking for a new job only gets better with practice. As a freelance consultant, I've been pitching myself for jobs for well over 15 years. And just as I say about negotiation, you soon realize it's like going to the gym. You have to practice for it to become natural, and the same goes here for networking. I suppose the analogy here, though, is to treat your professional profile like a piece of art. It requires creativity, persistence, and maybe a sprinkle of flair. So whether you're polishing your LinkedIn profile, creating content that resonates, or posting for a mentorship, focus on those great skills and talents you bring to the world, and you will smash this. The key is to start now. What are you waiting for? And that's all for me. I hope you enjoyed our podcast today. If you like my shows, please leave a review and follow us for more great content. Until next time.